Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As we mentioned, zakat, charity, it constitutes one of the five pillars of Islam. Okay? And charity and prayer, they were mentioned in the Quran 82 times to clarify the importance of the charity. Charity and prayer. Charity and prayer 82 times. The definition of charity is that it is a portion of the man's wealth which is the right of the poor. It is not something you give it, it is the right of the poor, and also it is the share of the poor in your wealth. The poor had a share in your wealth, this is it. Actually, the word zakah is derived from the Arabic word, okay, yuzaki, which is to increase and to purify and to bless. And I think last week we clarified these points about how zakah increase and purify and bless the soul and the wealth. Okay. Today, inshallah, we will know more about the benefits of the zakah. Okay, there are a lot of benefits from the zakah which is mentioned in the Book of Allah. We will know some of them, okay? Because, you know, sisters, we need to have more knowledge so that when someone asks you, you tell her 1, 2, 3 from the Quran, 1, 2, 3 from the Hadith, 1, 2, 3. And also this will give you more, feelings of the, of the pillars of Islam or whatever commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we will read now from Surah number 9. Surah Al-Tawbah, ayah number 71. You were the one having the homework last week? Who had the homework last week?
You're supposed to tell us how many hasana?
You forget. You will have it today. Inshallah. So today you have two homework. No problem. No, that's okay. You know, I'm just trying to remind you about the
homework today.
You will be the one.
So Tawbah?
Okay, she wants to do the homework today. Okay. I think last week we have only one ayah. So Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, ayah number 71. Forget about last week. No problem. I will give you homework after sometime. Inshallah.
Ayah what?
Okay. 71.
Ayah 71?
Yes.
Here.
Did you find it? I tell you, sister, if you have your Quran at home and you want to bring it with you, I want you to bring your Quran so that you will be reading all the time from your Quran. You get more familiar with it. Is this your Quran? No, this is excellent. This is very good. I like, to read in your language and in the Arabic. Any one of you wants to read? If someone wants to read, go ahead and read. If you want to read, whatever. Okay? You can read together. Okay. I will go ahead and read. Okay. What? You didn't find it? Okay. Go ahead. Also, just before you read, I want to tell you, sister, this meaning of the Quran interpretation is in Dar es Salaam, beside Masjid al-Farooq. This is excellent one, actually. It has some ahadith, and the meaning is, the interpretation is up to, yes, I like it very much, actually. I got it, I didn't get it from here, I get it. From
also, Dar es Salaam, they have it.
Yes, in Dar es Salaam, they have it. It is close to Masjid al-Farooq. You know Masjid al-Farooq bookstore. This is the biggest. Actually, this is the biggest bookstore.
I know they have bookstore, but do they have a library anywhere in here?
In library?
A library.
Islamic library?
Yes. Where?
It's the Masjid in Spring.
Oh.
I think they have.
Only where there?
Yeah.
A library where you can check books.
Masjid al-Farooq.
Where you can check books.
I am not sure.
That's what I mean. A library where you can check books.
Right.
You can also donate books. Where people can, you have all these valuable books, haram to donate to them. Then people will come and sit. And in the library, the library will have halaqas.
Yes.
I wonder if they ever have something in here.
I don't know.
They have so many libraries all over, but we don't have an Islamic library.
We just have a tiny little, at Highway 3, a tiny little Dawah library. Just
Maybe here they have one also. And in Al-Faruq they have an excellent one, but I don't know they give borrow of them. Mm. Okay, you can go ahead then.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم.
صدق الله العظيم. Okay, you want to read it in English?
Okay, okay. What she just, the yes. section she just yes. read. The true believers, both men and women, are protectors of one another. They enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. They establish salat, pay zakat, and obey Allah and His Rasul. It is they on whom Allah will have His mercy. Surely Allah is mighty and wise.
Okay. Now, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that His mercy will be on those whom they perform the salat and they pay the zakat. Okay. Now, the most important here is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, to have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You always know the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you compare two human beings. Okay, both of them are, for example, you have two sisters, they are living in the same area, they have very two close houses, they have the same kids, similar kids, everything is similar. But this one is obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the other one is not. This one will have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless her house and bless her car, bless herself, bless her kids, bless her wealth. Allah will bless everything for her. And the other one will not have any blessings. She will have a lot of things, but she will always be unhappy. The kids, maybe they are doing well in the school, but they are not thankful to her. They don't have good attitudes. The house is not, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the house where the Quran is read, it will be lightened in the heavens. Okay, this is the house of the one whom Allah bestowed His mercy on. The other one, the house is like a grave. The house where the Quran is not read is like a grave. So this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you pay the zakat, you will have the mercy. This means that Allah will bless whatever you have. If you want Allah to bless you and your kids and your house and your health and your deeds and your hereafter, follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be from the true believer whom they perform the zakah and whom they give the charity, and also whom they forbid all kinds of the actions which Allah Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you order the people to do what they are supposed to do and to ask the people to forbid what they are not supposed to do. This is also, you know, a way to have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see some sisters, for example, in the month of Ramadan, not fasting, okay, and you are sure that they are Muslims, don't talk to them very loudly, oh, sister, why? Just come aside and tell her, sister, assalamu alaikum, how are you? Can I have a talk with you for a minute? She will tell you, yes, sometimes the people get upset, but no problem, this is for the sake of Allah, in a very nice way. You know, sister, mashallah, you look very nice words, so that they don't get upset with you, you know, image. Then tell her, maybe you don't know this is the month of Ramadan. Don't, you know, just give her the words like sideways, but you have to, you have to. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if you will not do like this, to remind the people of the good and to tell them to be away from the evil will be for all of you. Okay, you will not be excused when the evil will get to all the people. So whenever you feel that there is something against the law of Allah, in a very nice and polite way, try. Okay, if you feel that the people will be tough with you and maybe it will get the opposite result, okay, just have it in your heart. Tell yourself, من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره. When you see an evil or something not good, you have to change it. Okay, you have to change it with your hand, or you have to change it with your tongue, or you have to change it with your heart. And this is the weak, the most weak of the belief. It's that when I see something, I say, oh Allah, this is not good. I am very sorry for what is going on. But this is the most weak. So we have to, okay? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshaAllah will bestow His mercy in you. So when you pay the zakat, have the feeling and have the belief that inshaAllah the blessings and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be on whatever you have in this life. Okay, the other benefit of the salah is the authority on the earth, and we will read it in Surah Al-Hajj, ayah number 41. I will tell you now the number of Surah Al-Hajj, Surah number 22, ayah number 41. Did you find it? I will bring it. Anyone wants to read in Arabic?
Okay. And ayah what?
41. Ayah Tari?
41. Okay, here 43. No, this is
Surah Al-Hajj, ayah. Ayah number 41.
41. You're going to have to read from here.
إن مكنا مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلوات الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عقبة الأمور. These are the people who, if we give them authority in the land, will establish salah and pay zakat, enjoin justice and forbid evil. The final decision of all affairs is in the hands of Allah.
Okay. You see, sister, so those are whom we give them power in the land or authority. So if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, to give you authority, so you have to perform the salah and to pay the zakat and also to forbid the evil. Okay, again, you see the same meaning again, but will lead to a different result. Prayer, zakah, forbid evil. Okay, now inshallah we will read about the charity, how it will be a way to paradise. Okay, we will read Surah Al-Zariyat, which is Surah number 51, sorry, Surah number 51, ayah from 15 to 19. Surah Al-Zariyat 51. Did you find it? From 15 to 19. Okay, I will get it for you. I will read it this time because I want to clarify to you some meaning.
From 15 to 20?
So from 15 to 90. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المتقين في جنات وعيون آخذين ما آتاهم ربهم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك محسنين كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم.
As for the righteous, they will be in the midst of gardens and springs, joyfully receiving what their Rabb shall give them, for they were before that, during their life on earth, righteous people. They used to sleep but little in the night time, pray for forgiveness before dawn and share their wealth with the needy who asked for it and those who did not ask.
Okay, so you see, sisters, now if you want to be in the midst of gardens and spring, that is to say in the paradise, okay, let us try to practice this in the next few days, inshallah. Okay, number one, they used to sleep but little by night. What they were doing? Invoking the Lord Allah and praying with fear and hope. So now, inshallah, in the next few days of Ramadan, try as you can, okay, to wake up, especially sisters, in the last third of the night, which is from around 4 o'clock. Okay, you have from 4 to 6. Wake up, okay, and wash for prayer, do the wudu, and start praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, and have the feeling, sister, that these are the blessed days, the blessed nights. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as every night is in the closest heaven, okay, and He is saying, if there is anyone who is asking for forgiveness, and if there is anyone who is, yes, you can come. Salaam alaikum. And if there is anyone, okay, who is he is doing dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if anyone is doing dua, so that I will answer his supplication, or if there is anyone who is asking for forgiveness, I will forgive him. This is every night in the last third of the night, okay? This is number one. Number two, we are in the month of Ramadan. Number three, we are in the last night of Ramadan. So alhamdulillah, this is very blessed time. We need to get the benefit of every minute, okay? So you will follow this ayah, okay? You will sleep little. You can sleep after Eid, inshallah, okay? But try nowadays to get yourself, you know, the impression that, oh Allah, I tried my best, okay? And also the last nights of Ramadan is the night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I want to tell you the word. Get some people out from the hellfire, liberation from the hellfire. This is the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Okay, so whenever you are down in the sujood, Oh Allah, I want to be in the paradise. Oh Allah, I want to be away from the hellfire. Me and all the Muslims, whatever dua you do, you ask for yourself and all the Muslims, so that whoever Muslim will ask, he will get a share from his dua. Okay, this is number one. Whenever you do dua for anything, oh Allah, take care of my kids and all the Muslims. Oh Allah, increase my health and all the Muslims. Oh Allah, everything for you and all the Muslims, alhamdulillah, I will be sure that when any sister is doing dua, I have share of her dua, alhamdulillah. This is number one. So keep on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to listen, okay, to the voice of his believer, servant. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. Number two, sisters, when you do the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will feel that you take all the burden from your heart and from your shoulder. Because you are a believer, that the only one who can solve all my problems is Allah. Now I am in my sujood. Sujood is the closest position to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am in the last third of the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most closest in the first heaven. I am in the blessed nights of the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah. And I am sincere in my dua, and I am sincere in my belief. So what is more than this you can do with Allah? This is the best. So try this minute. Don't lose it. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as we clarified last week, that whoever deprived from the forgiveness of the Laylatul Qadr, he is the truly deprived human being. So why we want to be like this? Okay, I have to tell myself, I forget about the whole life for the next few days. It is only tell to yourself, sister, that I am telling to myself, I am not sure that I will be alive next year. I will not have this chance again to ask for forgiveness. Maybe this forgiveness in this Ramadan will save me, because maybe I will die between this Ramadan and next Ramadan. So alhamdulillah, at least alhamdulillah, I ask the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this Ramadan. I tried my best in this Ramadan, so that when Ramadan will finish, alhamdulillah, you will feel, oh Allah, I am very thankful, all praise to you, because alhamdulillah, I didn't lose them this month, I didn't lose this minute. There is no other Muslim who reads Quran more than me, who pray than me, who tries than me. I tried all my best. This is a science of guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah guided you to use all the nights of Ramadan and all the minutes of Ramadan and also the days of Ramadan. Salaam alaikum. You can get a share from the other side, inshallah. Okay, so try, sisters, to live these minutes. When you will live it, inshallah, you will have a lot of tranquility and peace and happiness. And you will feel that He is the one, Allah the Almighty, who helped you to benefit from this minute. So this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding you. So you feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I feel that I have a good relation with Allah. He guided me and He didn't guide a lot of people. So alhamdulillah, this is a good sign that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the sign of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He arranged for you to get benefit of all the minutes. Because we are clarifying how we can get use of this few days up to the end of the month of Ramadan, that you try to pray at night, especially the third part of the night, as you can, inshallah. And to do dua, okay, and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything, for you and for all the Muslims, inshallah. So this is the prayer. And then you will ask forgiveness, okay? Always, every night, sister, the best time to ask for forgiveness is the few minutes before Fajr prayer. Okay, because here it is mentioned in the Quran, وَبِلْ أَصْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. In the hours before dawn, they were found asking Allah for forgiveness. So keep this as your habit. Every day, a few minutes, you know, we will not say few hours, okay, few minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. This is the last 15 minutes when the night is disappearing and the dawn is coming. This is what is called Al-Ashar, the hours before the dawn. After you pray the night prayer, okay, 2 rak'ahs or 4 rak'ahs, whatever you can, okay, and you do the dua, and alhamdulillah, you feel peace, and whatever message in my mind, I give it to the only one. Now I am relaxed, I will not ask anyone in the morning. I am not. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am not afraid of anything, you know, I am not worried about anything. When you will get the habit, inshallah, to pray 2 rak'ahs at night before the Fajr, all the worry in your life will disappear, sisters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that I am telling you this from my personal experience. At a time in my life, I was having a lot of major problems. And I was, alhamdulillah, memorizing the Quran. But still, I was always worried, always upset. My face started to look very old. Because I am all the time, I don't know what I am doing. I memorize the Quran, but still, you know, I am worried. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me to pray at night, you know. Just start with 2 rak'ahs. But in this, go ahead. This is the tahajjud. This is the tahajjud. Yes. But it is in the last third, you know, of the night. Yes, this is the tahajjud. Okay, and in the tahajjud, you know, the most important, and this is, you consider it, you know, your treatment for any problem. If you have any problem in your life, if you are upset, if you are sad, if you are worried, if you are not in a good mood with anyone, if you are not in a good mood with yourself, you know, with anything, just, you know, sister, I will show you what I try to do, and alhamdulillah, you know, you just say Allahu Akbar, you read the Quran, and then you do the good like this. Then sister, keep your head down just half a minute. After half a minute, you will stop. You know, the problem for us is that we always do like this. And we raise. No, don't raise. Wait. Allah is there. Just say, Oh Allah. Then open your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are down. Then you will notice that you are saying things which they were not in your mind. Oh Allah, I am worried about my daughter. Oh Allah, what I will do tomorrow. Oh Allah, this. You know, this is, sisters, what the psychologists do.
You can stay as long as you want.
Yes, you can stay 1 hour, but don't sleep. You know, this is the issue. When you are tired and you wake up in the middle of the night struggling, you know, sometimes you sleep. Okay. So, inshallah, yes, you know, when you feel that you are in the meeting with the only one who can solve your problem, okay, you will not be able to sleep. When I have...
Actually, I can never go back to sleep after the morning.
Alhamdulillah, this is the time to read the Quran, inshallah, I will tell you this. But I want to tell you, when you have an interview with, you know, any important person, you prepare yourself to get the benefit of the interview. So get the benefit of the most important meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is down and asking for anyone who wants his supplication to be answered. Oh Allah, I am the one. Okay? So stay down and tell to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everything. Because Allah knows everything, sisters. Okay? I can hide the reality from everyone, but I cannot hide it from Allah because Allah knows it. So I am not shy to tell to Allah, oh Allah, I am weak. Oh Allah, I don't like this. Oh Allah, this is miserable. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. Until everything is out. Then you will feel different. After you will pray, Fajr prayer, you will say, oh, Alhamdulillah. And believe me, sisters, I started this as a medication because I don't want to complain to the human beings. Okay, because when you complain to the human being, this means that you complain from the most merciful to the non-merciful. Because we are weak human beings. We are not bad people, but I am weak. You can tell me, Sister Mona, this and this and this. I tell you, sister, I will do dua for you. What I will do, I will take your message and give it to him. Okay, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ إِدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. You do the dua. Don't ask someone to do the dua for you. Why? You do the dua. Because you will get the benefit of the dua. This supplication, minutes which you do it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the medication for you. This is Allah the most merciful. When He asked us to do dua for Him, it is not for Him. Okay? Because Allah, now I will tell you a hadith about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if everyone in this life is very religious, this is nothing for Allah, and everyone is not believing, this is nothing for Allah, Allah is not in need of anyone. But when Allah guided us to do dua for Him, this is for us, because this is the best minutes for your psychological treatment. You will be a well-balanced human being. Okay? So, number one, you will try to do the dua and the prayer as you can, and then you ask for forgiveness. Now we know the dua of Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afu an. Okay, put it in your tongue. Okay, while you are, after you pray, in between the prayer. Okay, but keep it. Now while, after we finish the class, while you are driving your car, nobody knows what is the best time. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa. Oh Allah, you are the of forgiving, you love to of pardoning, you love to pardon me. Okay? So put it in your tongue. Okay? Pardon us. Okay? If you want to call for you and your family, and pardon me and all the Muslims. What is the problem? Very good intention for all them. But put it. This is sister's remembrance of Allah. This means that I am driving and I am with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am getting the connection. Now I will clarify to you what is the meaning of this. When you have the connection and the bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So alhamdulillah, we will try to pray and we will try to ask for forgiveness. We will do the dua inshaAllah. And the sister, and in their properties, there was a right of the beggar who asked to give the charity. Okay, to those whom you are supposed to give it. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. You give the right of the poor people. If you will not give the right of the poor people, your supplication is not answered. Okay, you have to know this, because your wealth is not halal. Okay, because there was one man, he came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he looked that, you know, Ash'ath Akbar coming from a traveling, doing a lot of work, and he is telling to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am doing supplication and I am not answered. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, how his supplication will be answered? His food is haram, his drink is haram, mat'amu haram, wa mashrabu haram, and whatever is in him is haram. Okay, wa how Allah will answer his supplication? Because the wealth is the wealth of Allah. You misused it, you didn't give the right of the poor, the share of the poor. Okay, so you didn't obey the owner of the wealth, so he will not answer you. Now when I borrow some money from the sister, and I didn't give it to her back, then I tell her, sister, I want you to do this and this for me. She tell me, I never trust you. Did you give me my money? I will never reply to you, I will not answer your phone anymore. This is the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the importance of the zakah, sisters. If you want your supplication to be answered, you have to pay the zakah. And sister, pay the zakah while, alhamdulillah, you are very thankful to Allah. Number one, you have wealth to pay the zakah. There are people, they don't have any wealth. Alhamdulillah, that we have wealth and baby the care. Number two, this is the right of the poor sister. And believe me, sister, there are people, they can be wealthy now, and after Aisha prayer, they can be very poor. And this happened in the Gulf area and in Egypt. Around 1993, there was a day called the Black Monday in New York. Okay, in the this Bursa, I don't know what is the name of Bursa. You know what, the money business in New York. And most, yes, and most of the money of those whom they were working in the Gulf area, it was there. And they lost all the money. The one whom she taught me to memorize the Quran, she was working in Riyadh as a professor in pharmacology, in this pharmacology for 5 years. And she saved $60,000. She lost this $60,000 in one day. And when this happened, this Black Monday, after 1 year, she got Alzheimer's. And she was 49 years old. And then she died. You see? So if you say, no, I am wealthy, I will not be poor. No, nobody had a guarantee for anything. For health, for wealth, for existence, nobody had. So Alhamdulillah, money of Allah, wealth of Allah, I give it. Alhamdulillah, I want the blessing for the rest. Alhamdulillah, and I will not have the blessing except when He will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us inshallah in these few days be sure that we pay the charity, that inshallah every night we wake up to pray, we do a lot of dua, we do a lot of asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the time, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Inshallah, this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the right path, and is helping us. This is alhamdulillah, makes you to feel very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is about the charity for the hereafter. Now inshallah, I was planning to mention to you some of the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but because of the time, I want to give you something which will be more practical.
Sister, zakah is only on the money that is not touched, that is not used.
No, the charity is on the money which one hegri year will be saved for one hegri year.
It means saving money, like saving account.
Saving account.
Not checking account, like not the money that comes in and out.
The saving account, which you have a CD.
If you have a CD, like a CD in the bank, or a saving.
Okay. I am not sure. I don't know about, you know, the American
system. No, because people would think like, oh my God, how I'm going to pay? I have a chicken account here. I'm going to have a chicken account here. I only pay on my CD.
And other fixed assets too, right? Like jewelry?
Yeah. And the dahab.
Yes, actually the gold and the silver. Mm-hmm. Because actually there was some different points of view about
the naam. If you have a plate of silver that somebody gave you as a gift.
Yes, you have to pay for it.
Yeah. I'm not going to give it away.
Get rid of it.
How do you measure that and know what to pay?
There is an amount. You know, actually in the internet there is zakah calculator. Just write this Google zakah calculator. It will come to you, put whatever you like, and they will account for you everything. Zakah calculator.
Okay, how about if it's not a real silver, it's a silver plated?
Silver plated, I don't know.
Ask
the sheikh. I'm not a sheikh. Because I don't want to be asked in the day of judgment about your plate. You eat in the plate and I pay the price.
No, the problem, I don't even use it.
Allah, give it as a gift to non-Muslim so that they will not pay the zakah, because it will be a problem for the other Muslim.
For the other Muslim.
They say it's best to pay it in the form of wheat or grain.
Yes.
It's 2.5 pounds.
Yes.
Can one just bring it to the
masjid? Yes. In the masjid, you give the money, they will be the one to do it and to give it to the poor Muslims in other countries.
So money is it? So they will take the money and they will buy whatever.
It will be
you don't
the
have
responsibility.
To buy it.
The masjid responsibility.
Ideally, they want you to buy it. If you cannot, you give the money to $8.
It is written $8 per person. Per person.
But practically, in this life, I guess.
So the origin or whatever is grains?
It is rice, and shair, and roots. But the problem is that you cannot find, you know, a lot of Muslims to give it to them. You know, so if they knew poor Muslims are all around, let them take care of it. And Allah is the witness. You know, you have to be thankful because they will be the one for this responsibility. Okay? Now,
very quickly, $8
Zakat al-Fitr.
Per family, that's
it. Not per family, per person.
Yeah, but in a family, there is $5 you pay $40.
Yes.
But if you want to give more, is
give.
You but give more, or do you have to give the 40 separate, for example?
Yes, you have to clarify every zakah. Now, you know, if you give your zakah for your wealth and whatever you have, and then you give zakat al-fitr, whatever you give more, this is called the sadaqah. This is something more, okay? And this is, you give it whatever you like, you know.
But you don't mix them.
Try to be sure that you give the zakah, because this is the cause of all the trouble in the day of judgment, okay? You have to be sure that my zakah I spend, I give it already. You want to give more, or okay, but when you confuse the issues, maybe, you know, the zakah will not be complete. This is now, I think, did I tell you about the punishment if you, for someone whom he didn't pay the zakah last week? I didn't?
Okay, so. He told a story.
A story. No, I, from the Quran, I didn't give you the verses. Okay, now let us read these verses. Actually, sister, I want you to notice that in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, there is a lot of verses related to zakah. Now we will read also verses number 34.
Chapter 9?
Chapter 9 also. It is all, subhanAllah, now we are reading mainly from chapter 9. We will read ayah number 34 and 35. But because they are very long, I will read it because they are a little bit long.
Yes.
Next time, inshallah, you can... Okay, did you find it? I will come back.
Next time you sit beside me.
Yeah. From which one to which one?
34 and 35. 34 and 35. Okay, I will read it in Arabic and then أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن كثيرا من الأحبار والرهبان لا يأكلون أموال الناس بالباطل ويصدون عن سبيل الله والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم يوم يحمى عليها في نار جهنم فتكوى بها جباههم وجنوبهم وظهورهم هذا ما كنستم لأنفسكم فذوقوا ما كنتم تكنزون.
O believers, indeed many of the rabbis and monks misappropriate the wealth of people and hinder them from the way of Allah. To those who hoard gold and silver and do not spend it in the way of Allah, announce unto them a painful punishment. The day will surely come when their treasure will be heated up in the fire of hell, and their foreheads, sides, and backs branded with it. They will be told, this is the treasure which you hoarded. Now taste what you are hoarding.
Okay, sister, you see, this is the very difficult issue, okay? And we have to be very careful. You see, the issue is that, you know, sister, if you try to think it over, now if you have some gold and you keep it, you know, in the locker, okay? You are not using it, okay? Just let us, you know, think logically. I am not losing it. I am not using it. Just I have the internal feeling that, oh, I have a lot. I have expensive jewelry. Very good, but you are not using it, you are not enjoying it. But what will be the problem in the Day of Judgment? It will be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, that it will be heated on what? On the fire of the hellfire, not fire of this world. Because the fire in the hellfire will be 70 times the power of the worst fire in this life. Okay, it is not, you know, what we use in our daily life, this fire, which even when you open like this, you feel that severe hotness in your face. No, this is not the fire. Okay, it is 70 times the power of the worst severe fire in this life. Okay, it will be heated. Then it will be ironed. You know what is the ironing? The face, the sides, And why? Because all the direction on the day of judgment, you will look and say, these are the ones you were not paying the zakah. Look, you know, there is the ironing here, the ironing there, all the direction. From their back you know them, from your face you know them. Okay? فَتُكْهَذَا مَا كَنَسْ This is what? Okay? Allah said, you hoard for yourself. What you get from putting the money in the bank? What is the meaning of this? Sisters, if we keep the money in the bank, fearing the future is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wealth and the money will not save us from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What will save us is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister. Okay, we have to, you know, rechange or renew our values. This is the problem. All the people are saving, I will save like them. Just a minute, sister. I always say, sister, think it over. Don't rush for saving. No. Everyone is saving. I will save. Everyone is not right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِن تُتَعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُدُلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And if you follow most of the human being on the earth, they will misguide you. You see, this is the most important verses which we have to remember. Okay? We are following. Sister, what are you doing? I'm working day and night. Okay, I will work with you day and night. Sister, what are you doing? I'm buying a bigger house. Okay, I will buy with you a bigger house. Sister, what are you doing? I want to change my car. Okay, I will change. Wait for few minutes. Where is the mercy of Allah? Where is the right of Allah? Where is Allah in your life, sister? Where is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our life? If we believe everything is in His hand, His will is the controller of everything. His mercy is the cause of the blessing. And He is not in our life. We are very busy. Very busy with what? Very busy with this miserable life. When you look to the faces of most of the human beings, forget about non-Muslims, they don't have the Quran. We have the Quran. We are supposed to be in a better situation. But just try to think while I am talking with you. When you call any sister in the morning, Salaam alaikum, sister, how are you? Oh, sister. I have this problem and that problem and this problem and that. You are not happy? Allah knows. I am the most suffering person in this life. Okay, alhamdulillah. You close. Then after you close, you turn to yourself. I am the most suffering. Not she. She doesn't know. I am suffering more than this. Is because all of us are away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I will give you example how to have a different phone conversation with the others, inshallah, when you become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sister, this is the punishment on the day of judgment. Okay? So if everyone wants to save himself, not to save Allah or to save the wealth, I am the one who will pay the price. Okay? So I have to go home, as I mentioned in the other classes, tell to your husband, Allah is my witness, pay the zakat. So that if he wants to pay, he pay. He doesn't want, it is his problem. So that on the day of judgment, now you know. So if you know, you will be asked on the day of judgment, since you know, why you didn't tell him to pay? Because there are some wives, they don't have a rule. Her husband doesn't want to pay, okay? The coins will be on his face, not on my face. I have to clarify, but you have to clarify. Don't keep silent. Go and tell him, for the sake of Allah, this is the verse of the Quran. I learned this. I am trying to warn you. It is up to you. But for me, alhamdulillah, oh Allah, my intention is to pay all the zakat. And be sure, sister, that the more you pay the zakat, the more you have the blessings of the rest of the money which you have. Okay? So this is the punishment, okay, if we will not pay the zakat. Okay, now I want to give you another hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that inshallah when you go home, you will have a source of tranquility. Because I always like you sisters to believe that when you come close to Allah and you will come close to the Quran, you will have a lot, or you will have all the tranquility and peace which you are looking for. And this is the only way. You want to have tranquility, you want to have peace, you want to get rid of all the worry, come close to this book with the intention that, oh Allah, I love you, oh Allah, I believe in you, oh Allah, I love your book, oh Allah, I want to follow and practice and live this book. And you can't imagine, sister, what kind of feeling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow only. Now I will clarify to you from one of the verses, but first, now we discussed the zakat, we discussed the wealth. So one day, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to his companion, wow to gold, wow to silver. Okay, so his companion asked him, what type of wealth should we use? Okay, since wow to silver and wow to gold. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said three things. Number one, a remembering tongue. Number two, an appreciative heart. Number three, a wife or a husband is up that helps one of you implement his religion. Yes, I will tell it to you. Number one, remembering tongue. Okay, lisan and zakiran. I will say it to you in Arabic. Lisan and zakiran, remembering tongue. Number two, an appreciative heart. Okay, وَقَلْبًا شَاكِرًا. Okay, and a wife or husband, whatever, that helps one of you implement his religion. وَذَوْجْ أَوْ ذَوْجَ تُعِينَ عَلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Now I will clarify to you, sisters, why this is the real wealth in this life. Okay, number one, we have Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a remembering tongue. Okay, so you will tell me, Sister Mona, a remembering tongue is one of the most important wealth, I tell you. You tell me, okay, Sister Mona, give me the proof. I tell you, okay, the proof is in Surah Al-Ra'd, ayah number 20. This is all the classes like this, the classes which will start after Ramadan, inshallah, the core classes, question and answer and proof from the Quran, then practice in the life, inshallah. So it is Surah Al-Ra'd, ayah number 28. Surah number 13, ayah number 28. Okay, I will come and get it for you. You can get it? Okay. Surah
Al-Ra'd.
Number 28. Did you find it? Okay, I will get it. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان. One ayah only. But actually, you know, sister, this ayah is a law. You can put it as a law in your life. Okay, one of the rules, one of the laws of the life, this ayah. Okay. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Those who have believed and whose hearts find comfort in the remembrance of Allah, indeed in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find comfort.
Okay, this is the issue, sisters. Now I told you, remembering tongue, okay? The wealth number one is remembering tongue. Now in these verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, verily, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest and comfort. So you tell me, Sister Mona, can you clarify to us this? Yes, I will clarify to you how in the remembrance of Allah you can find the comfort and the rest. Actually, what is the meaning of remembrance of Allah? The meaning of remembrance of Allah is that either you read Quran or you mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, 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 alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah. Allah, you are mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, in your tongue. Okay, now when you have this remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that you have a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because your tongue is Allah, 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 Allah. There is connection with Allah, a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what you will feel when I all the time saying, subhanallah, 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 subhanallah. This is the remembering always, okay? You will feel close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because your mind actually, when you say the dhikr of Allah, this is the remembrance, try to say it while you feel it. Not just, you know, my mind is out and I'm saying subhanallah, subhanallah, and I'm thinking this is not good because this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most important. So when I say subhanallah, I feel subhanallah. Okay, glorified is Allah, I feel it. So when you have these words in your tongue, this means that you have the connection with Allah, so you feel Allah, so you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time you are remembering Allah, either through reading the Quran or having this dhikr in your tongue, okay, this means that you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you number one, security. Okay, you will start to feel the security. Because the source of security is Allah. And you have the connection with the source. So the source will give you. So the source will give me security. You start. Gradually. SubhanAllah. I was worried at the beginning. But then I start to feel that. All the problems start to be away from my mind and I am getting, you know, down, okay? Because I am more connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you will start to feel the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? Because you are having the right connection. The most important is to have the right connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you have the right connection, be sure that you are gaining. You are the winner. Okay, alhamdulillah. There is something going on between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you. This is the same when you are in the sujood down. This is the same. This is the connection. This is the most strongest connection. But we cannot do sujood 24 hours. Okay, so if I am not doing the sujood, I need the connection all the time. So what I will do? Remembering them. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illa Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbu. Allahumma innaka, Allahumma, Allah. Why I am doing all of this? Because I need the connection. When I am driving my car with my head covered and sometimes I feel people are looking, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. You see what I did? I make the connection strong. So that I say, alhamdulillah, Allah is the powerful, so I am with him. So alhamdulillah, 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 alhamdulillah. You have to. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the ways. But we are not using it. Whenever you feel, suppose any one of us, when you were going for anesthesia to deliver, or what you remember at that time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Why? Only Allah. Only Allah. Your kids, no, your wealth, no, nothing. Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. Because the security, the power, you know, everything, you need it. I can't be under anesthesia without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will not be out, psychologically at least. But when I am under the anesthesia with the strong feeling, Allah is with me, I will be out, inshallah, more better. And now I will clarify to you how miserable is the life of those people whom they are not connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, so that, sisters, you appreciate the guidance. The guidance is the best gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everything. And He chooses you to guide you to be close to Him. What is better than this in this life? Alhamdulillah. If I am guided, alhamdulillah. And because of that, I always say, sister, if Allah guides us to come to the masjid, if Allah arranged for us the meeting, if the angels are around us, the mercy, this is very big gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People don't appreciate. They say, there is a class in the masjid, no problem, I will read at home. Read at home. No one will push you. Allah didn't send you. Be sure. Prayer. I think, okay, let's pray, praying first. Yes, I think so. This one I will read it in English because I want to divide it for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the interpretation, and to Allah belongs the unseen of the heavens and the earth. And to Him return all affairs for decision. So worship Him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and put your trust in Him, and your Lord is not unaware of what you people do. In this ayah, Allah clarified two conditions for Him and two conditions for the human being. Allah said that, and to Allah, number one, belongs the unseen of the heavens and the earth. And sister, the meaning of the unseen is that my watch now is 2:12. 2:12 and 1 second is unseen. Nobody knows what is going on here, or there, or there, or in the school, in the bus. Only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the unseen, after 1 second, within 1 second, is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, and to Him returns all the affairs for decision. Finished. Life finished. Whatever will happen within 1 second, all over the world, is up to Allah. What happened? And the decision is for Him. So what we are doing? The logic question will be, oh Allah, so what is my rule in my life? This is the Quran. Immediately Allah will tell us our rule. So worship Him. Worship Allah. Inshallah, I will clarify to you that worship is not only to pray and to give zakat. Worship Allah is to do all the deeds for the sake of Allah. Okay? And put your trust in Him. What is better than this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking every one of us, put your trust in me. Alhamdulillah. All praise to Allah. I am supposed to put my trust. If I obey the commands of Allah, oh Allah, I put all my trust in you. That's it. Okay? And your Lord is not unaware of what you people do. Be sure that Allah knows everything. So according to these verses, I know my rule in this life. My rule is in this life. It's to worship Allah. What is the meaning of worship Allah? To do all my deeds for the sake of Allah. To take care of my home for the sake of Allah. To take care of my kids for the sake of Allah. To obey my husband for the sake of Allah. To do the classes for the sake of Allah. To be good with for the sake of Allah. Everything for the... Why? For the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah, so that I will get the reward from Allah. And I will not stop doing the deeds because of the human beings. If I am very nice, for example, with my husband, and my husband is not nice with me, I will stop obeying him, or never. I was not doing this for him. I'm doing this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you live your life for the sake of Allah, your husband will be the best husband. Because he will observe that you are all the time doing the best in spite of his attitude. So, inshallah, he will change. Your kids are the same. You try to take care of them to the best. They are thankful, not thankful, whatever. None of my business. I am not looking for any reward from any human being because the human being cannot give anything. I am looking for the reward from the only one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am obeying the command. And number two, alhamdulillah, after I do all the deeds for the sake of Allah, I put all the trust in Allah. Someone come and tell me, sister, I tell her, salamu alaikum, sister. Allah is there. I obey His commands, okay, and alhamdulillah, He tell me, put your trust in me, and I will take care of all the decisions. And be sure, sister, that the decisions is only up to Allah. Do whatever you like to do. Try all the means, but the decision is up to Allah. So don't be after the means too much. Try the means, because this is the command. Then put the trust in Allah and be sure that if you are a true believer, whatever Allah decreed for you is the best. As a true believer, this is how you can be the most happy believer. Whatever from Allah is the best. You tell me, Sister Mona, this and this happened to you. No, I'm not upset, sister. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am a believer. Otherwise, if I am not a believer, I lost everything. You have to know this. Sisters, nowadays people evaluate each other according to the wealth and the shape and this. This is all wrong. So that I told you, forget about the traditions and the evaluation. The only evaluation, you are a true believer. No one knows your degree of belief except him and you. The reality of the belief, not the outside belief. Okay, let us do the dua, inshallah, and complete, inshallah, next week. And before the dua, sisters, I always ask the sisters to forget about everything, forget about this life, forget about your kids, forget about your responsibilities, this mind. Okay? Just feel that I will make a strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now for a few minutes to, oh Allah, I want to be severely connected. Sincerely connected, so that I will get the mercy and I will get the tranquility and all the feeling. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a change in your protection. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, and take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anna. O Allah, our Lord, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. O Allah, our Lord, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, and make the best day of our life the day we meet you. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, make our husbands and our offsprings comfort to our eyes. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.